What's up, guys? I'm Jared Lopes, and you're listening to the Dad Tired Podcast, where I'm helping everyday families learn how to follow Jesus in everyday life. What's up, guys? Thanks for checking out the Dad Tired Podcast. It's good to be with you again. My name is Jared Lopes. I'm the host and creator of DadTired.com. If you've never heard of Dad Tired, we are a group of men from around the world who are taking our faith, our family, and our marriage very seriously. And so it is good to have you with us. We'd love to have you come hang out with us. We got a closed group on Facebook with about 1,500 guys from around the world who are confessing sin and encouraging each other and praying for each other and constantly pointing each other towards Jesus. So if you are not in that group, we'd love to have you be part of that group. The best way to stay connected with what we're doing at Dad Tired is to go to dadtired.com and sign up for the, just type in your email and put in for the newsletter. And then we send out updates and all kinds of good stuff like that. I did want to spend this podcast sharing some, kind of announce some exciting news for the guys in the Dad Tired group, and wanted to share that stuff with you and kind of give some context and clarity to some of the big announcements that we made this week. So a year ago, I started Dad Tired totally out of my own brokenness and junk. I was feeling like a really crappy husband and dad. My wife and I were going through some really difficult times in our marriage. And so I was just feeling like, I desperately need some help. And so I started a Google search places that are looking for resources that could help me as a husband and dad. I was like Google searching resources for Christian husbands, Christian dads, young Christian husbands and dads, and really just could not find anything that I thought was like relevant or was speaking my language. And so I started to blog and I started to put together some resources that I was finding, because I knew that there were other guys in my situation, likely in my situation. So I wanted to put whatever resources I found out there for them as well. And the blog took off really quickly. That moved from a blog and turned into a podcast, which we have now, which you're listening to right now. We have 35,000 guys from around the world listening to the podcast and a bunch of men involved in the online community. And it's just been really, really cool. And God has really just shown his favor on the Dad Tired stuff. And I think the reason behind that is this, that guys like us guys, it's easy for us for the most part to find other guys who have other common interests, whether it be sports or video games or whatever you're into, shooting guns, UFC fights, like whatever it is, we can find other guys who can do guy stuff with us. That being said, it's a lot harder to find guys who will constantly point you towards Jesus. Most of us don't have very many friends. Guy friends who are serious about Jesus, who are serious about raising their families for the sake of the gospel, and who are being engaged husbands. And these are just conversations that we're not typically good at having. Many of us did not grow up with a dad who modeled that for us. And so we're trying to figure out how to be engaged husbands and fathers and dads and disciples, and also finding other guys, other friends who are very serious about it, like we want to be. And so I think that's why Dad Tired has grown in the way that it has, because there aren't very many guys talking about this kind of stuff. So this last few months I've spent thinking through like, okay, what would it mean for Dad Tired to grow? Like, I was just telling a guy this morning, I really stumbled across this ministry. Like, I did not plan on starting a ministry. I was searching for help for myself. I started a blog and I kind of stumbled into a ministry here. And now, like I said, that we have hundreds and thousands of guys who are involved in this, I want to be a good steward. Like, I've been praying, okay, God, you've obviously put together this community of men who are very seriously trying to follow you and to lead their families. And so I want to do well with it. Like, I don't want to just like, I don't want to just have a podcast, or I don't want to just have an online Facebook group. I want to figure out, like, God, how can you use this tool or this platform to make disciples? And I know that disciples aren't made through podcasts and through online Facebook groups. That's just the reality of it. Those two things don't make disciples. Now, they can contribute to the discipleship experience or to discipleship, like, growing in our journey. You can listen to podcasts and sermons and good messages. You can be part of online communities and all that kind of stuff, like, helps foster discipleship relationships and fosters discipleship, like, motivation. But those two things exclusively don't make disciples. And so I've been asking, like, God, what? How would you want to use this ministry as a way to make disciples, to, like, bring guys as closer followers of you? And here are some of the things that I've been dreaming of. Well, first of all, let me say this. This is why this week I announced that I would like to turn Dad Tired from just a podcast that I'm running and an online community that I'm running, and I would like to turn it into an official 501c3. Now, many of you guys were asking, like, actually one guy asked this, and but I'm sure many of you are asking in your head, like, what would that mean for Dad Tired? What does, if you have a podcast and you have an online community, what would turning it into a 501c3 mean? What does that mean practically? So here's kind of my thoughts on why I want to do this. Number one, I completely run Dad Tired stuff by myself. I spend several hours a week as I'm trying to be a dad and as a husband and run my own business to support my family. While trying to do all of that, I've been kind of doing Dad Tired, squeezing it in from time to time as much as I can. That's why we get one podcast episode a week, and why I run an online community and be as engaged as I can there. But it falls solely on me. So when I'm in the midst of my emotional junk, or I've got sin stuff, or I'm trying to figure out how to be a better dad, or I'm just not feeling up to it or whatever, because those are all the things that all of us feel, it totally rides on me, and which is unhealthy. No ministry should ever run on one person, one personality, one guy. And so one, that is unhealthy. I don't want it to just be about me. I want to have a team of people who think through the Dad Tired stuff, and that it would never rely on just one person. So that's part of my thinking of starting a Dad Tired and forming a board of men who are serious about trying to reach other guys and to give away resources and to pour into other guys. So that's part of the motivation, is I don't want it to be around one person. Secondly, I can't spend a ton of time on it, as much time as I want. I'm a dreamer. I believe that God has gifted me for vision and dream. I can cast vision and I can lead, but I can't put that much time. We only have so many hours a day, and I cannot put as many hours towards Dad Tired as what's on my heart. Now here, if you've been listening to the podcast at all, you will understand quickly that I believe without a doubt that God has called me to be a pastor. At 7 years old, I had no doubt in my mind that God has called me to be a pastor. If you want to have lunch sometime or grab a cup of coffee or a Skype session, I'd love to share more about that with you. I won't get into all the details about that. But from 7 years old, I was confident that God has called me to ministry, called me to leading people towards Jesus, and to equipping the saints for the work of ministry. We're all in ministry, but there are some who equip the saints for the work of ministry. And I believe that God has called me to that at 7 years old. Obviously, I couldn't articulate all of that as a 7 year old, but I very clearly just knew God's calling on my life. When I was in elementary school, I had started, like, this little church at recess, and so many kids had started coming to that at recess. So the principal pulled me in his office and said, okay, here's what you can and can't do if you're going to run this little church at this public school. In middle school and eighth grade, I started another kind of, like, I guess, club at the end of school, where I just invited friends. Like, if you want to talk about Jesus, if you want to, like, explore scripture and stuff, I would love to help you be a part of that and process that. In eighth grade, so many kids were coming to that they had rerouted the bus system so that kids could go home later than they were originally planned. And throughout high school and right after high school, I had started ministry. I say all of that because I'm not just, like, trying to figure out what my calling is, or if God called me to ministry, or should I be doing this or not. I believe without a shadow of a doubt that God has called me to lead his people towards making disciples. That's really clear on my life. So I say all that Because if I had to give up my business today, whether hand it, pass it off to somebody else, sell it, give it away, whatever, so that I can focus full time on just equipping saints, I would do it without a second thought. I would take, and I have taken, giant financial pay cuts in order to just spend all of my time leading God's people, because it's not only what I'm passionate about, but what I feel God has called me to without a shadow of a doubt. So, also another reason why I would like to put more hours into Dad Tired, another reason why I would like Dad Tired to become an official 501c3. Another thing is this, and this is kind of getting into my dreams and visions, what this means for you practically as Dad Tired continues to grow. One of my main visions is I want to see guys get into more relationships with other like-minded men, not just online, not just podcast listeners, but actual face-to-face human eyeball-to-eyeball interaction. So what I'm trying to do right now, we are in the process of doing this right now as a team. I've already started to ask guys who believe in Dad Tired, who are part of it, to be part of a board. We as a team are trying to collect information, like basic zip codes, to figure out where the most Dad Tired guys are and where we can start regional meetups. Now, this is not to replace churches. This is not to replace community groups or whatever. But there are a lot of churches who don't have either men's ministries or aren't equipped or frankly just don't know what they want to do in regards of reaching men. And so we want to come alongside of those and create hubs or groups or meetups regionally in your area, where you can meet other like-minded men. Like I said, it's easy to find guys who will watch a football game with you. It's a lot harder to find guys who will point you towards Jesus constantly. So if Dad Tired through the podcast and community is syncing like-minded men up, then I want to get you guys together in the same area and meet, whether you have breakfast or you go grab a beer or whatever you do, I want you guys to meet up. But part of that is going to be training and facilitating leaders who can lead those things, who have a vision for those things, who can move past just a one-time meeting and think through, how do I get these guys connected long-term and into real relationships? How can we move along, work alongside of the church to kind of foster more relationships? And that's going to take time and frankly money. I'm going to need to meet with those guys on through Skype meetings, through one-on-one meetings, to be part of those meetups initially, to train up leaders who can make disciples. And so that is my goal. Right now, we see a lot of guys in Chicago area. We see a lot of guys in Atlanta area. We see a lot of guys in Dallas area. And we see a lot of guys in West Virginia area. Those are kind of the four main areas that I'm focusing on right now, just based on the first kind of data that I have coming in. But again, I don't want to get like overly technical or whatever, but my dream is that you would be able to meet guys in your area who are like-minded. You already know that you either listen to the podcast or you're part of the online community. Now I want to get you hooked up into real relationships where you can find other dudes who live near you, who are serious about their family, their marriage, their faith. That is my goal. I apologize for my phone going off. There's always some kind of distraction as I'm doing the podcast. I never edit these things. I like to make sure that you guys know I'm a real dad. You probably hear my kids get in the bath by my wife in the background. There's all kinds of chaos going on. My goal is to make sure that you're getting connected with other men in your area. That's how discipleship relationships are formed. That's how disciples are made in the context of real relationship. Again, the podcast can help towards that. The online community can help towards that, but we want to funnel into real relationships where you can meet real guys. I think that those would probably happen quarterly. Every 3 months, we would have a meetup in your area, and we want to see more and more of those happening all over the country. And if we can get the 501c3 up, we can put more time into this, more effort into this, more eyes onto this, and just focus more, raise up leaders all throughout the country and eventually world. We have some guys scattered throughout the world as well. So that's part of it. That my vision there is that we would have Dad Tired meetups. Another thing that I'm dreaming about that keeps me up at night, excited as I'm thinking about what God can do if we could turn this into a ministry, would be I am passionate about caring for the poor and the vulnerable, especially overseas, going to places where the gospel has yet to be proclaimed. And then places that are just maybe struggling with leadership and or churches. And in short, like I have a heart for international work. I've been to several countries over the last 10, 15 years of my life, spending time with Christians and other parts of the world. And it's been life-changing. And one of the things that I've seen over and over and over again, and this just happened to me this summer, is when guys get out of the context of their normal life. So usually guys, for us that are husbands and dads, we are busy like grinding. Our schedules are full. We are constantly overwhelmed with just trying to be fully engaged husband, dads, disciples, whatever. And I'm not trying to add more to your plate. In fact, if anything, if you listen to the podcast, I'm trying to take away stuff so that you can focus on the things that matter. But one of my dreams is that we would have these trips where guys, and I want to take like 6 to 10 guys max per trip, where we would take 6 to 10 guys who literally just need to get out of the busyness, the chaos of their life for a week. And what they would do is we would go on a trip and you would serve and you would just, I mean, like you do hard labor. A lot of us guys like doing hard labor and a lot of us don't get a chance to do it. So maybe just do some hard labor. Some of you are doing a lot of hard labor and you want to stop doing hard manual labor. But I want to bring 6 to 10 guys who we would just go and we would serve. But part of that is just to get you out of the normal context of your everyday life so that you have time to be quiet, to have no cell phone reception, to be in another country where you're not bombarded with distractions or kids vying for your attention for a week, and that you would be able to listen to God. And those would be strategic times where we would just ask God, what areas of my life do you want to grow? Where do I need to continue to surrender to you? What areas of my heart have I not surrendered to you? And that there would be a week or 10 days where we're serving, but also getting after the deep places of our heart so that we can come back better men, husbands, disciples, etc. That is a huge dream of mine, that we would take multiple trips a year. We would lead multiple trips a year as a ministry so that guys can get breakaway for 7 days and then they can just reset, hit the reset button, get their priorities straightened out. They would have some intentional time, some quiet time, some hard work time, and then just some meet other dudes from around the country who are also serious about that. So I would love to have those trips several times a year. I also would love to do those trips for married couples who are having a hard time connecting, not maybe at the verge of divorce or in the middle of major crisis, but maybe you're in just the point where you've been in the thick of busyness of life and you've had a hard time connecting with your spouse, and maybe you just need to get away and go serve. And I know you're probably thinking financially, how could I do that? Again, that's part of the 501c3, that you would be able to raise funds through the ministry, but also that we would be able to provide some scholarships for people and cut costs for you to help you get there as other people are supporting the ministry. So if there's a couple, if there are couples, maybe 2 or 3 couples that just feel like, man, we're having a hard time connecting, this would be a great opportunity where you could go serve together as a husband and wife. My wife and I would lead these trips. We'd bring maybe other people on as well to help lead these trips. And it would be just a time, again, to serve together, connect with your spouse, and to connect again with Jesus and kind of get away from just the busyness and the chaos of life, to dream again and dream about how God might use you for your good and for his glory. I'd also like to do that for, I'm rushing here, man. One, because I'm super excited, and two, because I just don't want to take forever and waste your time here. But I would also like to do that with young couples, newly married. So that one of the first things you could do, your honeymoon trip would actually be a service trip, and you would go serve together as part of your honeymoon, and you would deeply connect over what God's doing around the world and how God might want to use you both back at home and maybe in overseas long term. That is some of my dreams. This is why 501c3 makes sense. If people wanted to donate to those things, you can't give to Jared. You can't write a check to Dad Tired right now because it doesn't exist. I don't want to personally collect your money. I want the ministry to collect money so that we can be used to make more disciples, that there's a team that has the accountability. It just is way better. It's way better than one guy trying to run this thing by himself. There's a group of leaders who are thinking through what does it look like to use this platform that God has given us to make disciples of men. I want to have, like, I've already talked to guys. Listen, I'm a dreamer, man. I like just go. When I have ideas, I go and I work my butt off to get things done. I'm trying to do that, like I said, in the midst of doing all these other things. And I'd love to give more attention to just this. But I have already set up a team of guys who would like to start writing for Dad's Hired. One of the things that the ministry could do is just, like, if we had money, we could publish stuff for free and then just give stuff away. We could give ebooks away, devotional, actual books away, like actual really good resources that you could just have for free for your marriage and for your parenting. Again, that part of having a support run ministry is that you can just, like, give away stuff for those guys that need it. So, oh man, I'm excited. I'm fired up. Listen, as of today, which is 7:45 p.m. on Sunday, November 20th, we have just under $1,000 raised. We need $2,700 to become an official nonprofit and do it the right way. We've talked to a team. There's a special company that all they do is like lawyers and advisors. All they do is set up churches and Christian ministries, Bible-based, Jesus-centered ministries. They know all the nuances with working with the IRS to make sure that you are legitimate, all your bases are covered, all your legal things are covered. And so I would like to go through them. I trust them. I've done a lot of research, but I would like to use this company so that they can just set us up well the first time and we don't have a bunch of hiccups. I just don't want to take shortcuts. I'd rather save the money, spend the money up front, do it right, and then have it set and not have to worry about things in the long run. So $2,700 is what will take us to become a nonprofit. And then from there, we will start to ask for monthly donations. I didn't plan on sharing this, but what my goal would be is that there would be 150. We would start with 150 guys who would donate $20 a month to the ministry. And that would allow us to, like, have a really good head start for just getting started and funding it and going full force on this thing. So right now we need to get to the 2,700. We're about $1,700 short of that to get to become an established nonprofit. That takes a couple months to do that with the government. Once we do, then we'd be able to get those ongoing donations so that we can start to get after these dreams that God's placed on our heart. Man, thank you guys for listening. There's so many of you who have been listening to this podcast. If anything I said to you tonight or today, whenever you're listening to this, resonates with you, would you give, not for the sake of me or even for the sake of Dad Tired, but this is gospel stuff so that we continue to see God's kingdom come, His will be done on earth as it is in heaven, that more and more men would be equipped and empowered and motivated to live gospel-centered lives, to live marriages, to break the cycle of sin and dysfunction that many of us have been a part of, and that we would see God rule and reign in huge ways. I love you guys. Thank you for considering. The best way, if you want to give right now to help contribute to becoming a 501c3, go to Dad Tired, click the support tab. We've got a GoFundMe set up. You can do that. I love you guys. Thank you for listening. Thank you for dreaming with me. This is going to happen. I believe that this is going to happen. It's just a matter of when, and I trust God with all of that. So I love you guys. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you later. See you.